Welcome to Con Café for the sixth day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Hope this finds you well. Hope this finds you ready to hear what God may be needing to say to you today as we continue this journey of Lent, preparing ourselves wholeheartedly for the coming Passion of Jesus and the celebration of the resurrection. We're going to the Old Testament station. We're pulling into Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9 in the, surprise, surprise, the Message version of the Bible. The devotional is called God Provides, which is true. God indeed does provide. And if you're ready to get into God's Word, I am. We'll hear what God has to say to us today. Verse 4. They set out from Mount Hor along the Red Sea Road, a detour around the land of Edom. People became irritable and cross as they traveled. They spoke out against God and Moses. "Why did you drag us out of Egypt to die in this God-forsaken country? No decent food, no water. We can't stomach this stuff any longer." So God sent poisonous snakes among the people. They bit them, and many in Israel died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke out against God and you. Pray to God, ask him to take these snakes from us." Moses prayed for the people. God said to Moses, "Make a snake, put it on a flagpole. Whoever is bitten and looks at it will live." So Moses made a snake of fiery copper and put it on top of a flagpole. Anyone bitten by a snake who then looked at the copper snake lived. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, it's Wednesday. I pray it's a happy one for you, dear friend. May blessing upon blessing be yours today and all days. For those of you that are praying and wondering, no news from the baby front yet. The procedure was started, but we're waiting. Please continue to pray. Well, friends, again, the minivan is loaded with complaining kids. The driver is Moses. The complaining kids are the people of Israel. You know where they're going. They know where they're going, but the tribe feels they're on a desolate road with no Mickey D's for miles, and the only DQs are closed. The AC in the van is kaput, and open windows only brings in more hot air. What's a parent to do? When the kids found out that the road was a detour, they knew that meant more time on the road, and the complaining begins anew. And this modern version makes it seem realistic. Why did you drag us out of Egypt to die in this God-forsaken country? No decent food, no water. We can't stomach this stuff any longer. You ever been there? No raising of hands. Put your hands down. I know you have. Now, this reminded me of the story I've shared with you before of the aging rock and roller who was working as a painter at a plant that made oil discovery vans. And I had a summer job there working alongside this man who was next door to my dad, who also was a painter for this company. And I remember one night he shared the tale of Interstate 10, way close to midnight, when he was a wild and crazy guy hitchhiking his way to Houston from California. The only saving grace for him, he said, that night was a full moon, because the light let him see just where the rattlesnakes were warming up on the highway in the cold desert air. I still have that image in my mind of having to walk along a desolate interstate highway, especially Interstate 10, and seeing rattlesnake every few feet asleep, warming up and enjoying the heat that had been saved in that asphalt and tar. And a sleeping rattlesnake is almost as good as a dead one. Not to be bothered. But the snakes in this story were very much alive, and they loved to bite as many of the complaining kids as they could. That was their mission. It sounds a lot like if you kids don't behave, snakes are going to come out and bite you, or whatever you used to threaten your tribe with. Except they were out, and they were biting, and people were dying. And that got the people's attention to the point that they came to Daddy Moses with big, sad, watery eyes and said almost convincingly, "We're sorry. Please tell God to stop." So Daddy Moses prayed to God, asking that God please take away these snakes. Solution offered by God foreshadowed that which we're preparing to celebrate here soon. But it's estimated the time of this snake episode to the day we call Good Friday was 1,430 years. Except on that Good Friday, it would be God's own Son on the cross, dying for our sins. God said to Moses to build a snake, put it on a flagpole, and anyone bitten by a snake could look up and be healed from that bite. So Moses makes a snake of copper, puts it on the wooden flagpole, and anyone bitten by the snake could then look up to the copper snake and was saved from death. Now this provision from God reveals his compassion for you and me and his willingness to extend grace even in the midst of judgment. It also points to Jesus Christ, who would later compare himself to the bronze snake or copper snake, signifying that those who look up to him in faith will find healing and eternal life. Like the Israelites, we too may face moments of doubt, frustration, and rebellion in our faith journey, but yet even in our weakness, God remains faithful. He offers us his grace and forgiveness, inviting us to turn to him in repentance and faith. Let's pray. Loving God, we confess that there are times when we grumble and complain in the face of challenges. Forgive us for our lack of faith and trust in your provision. Thank you for your mercy and grace even when we fall short. Help us to turn to you in times of trouble, trusting in your promises and finding healing and restoration in Jesus Christ. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for tuning in. I pray you have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Examine your heart and repent of any sins that are new to you. Confess that sin to God and repent of it, and learn to trust in God's provision by looking to Jesus always. I love you and I thank God for you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Press all the buttons there, like button, thumbs up button, whatever lets people know that this is all about winning the world for Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.